Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, brothers, if you have any spot in front of you, move forward. If you have any place in front of you, take the reward of being in the first and the front lines. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله عز وجل وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Indeed, all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His assistance and His forgiveness. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided. And whomsoever Allah permits it to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared, and never die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate. And from both of them spread many men and women. Fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah and never cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, He is indeed an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed, the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst affairs are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثُمَّ أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَصَفَ رَسُولَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِقَوْلِهِ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on the best of manners and behavior. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the best conduct in life. You have the best manner and behavior code that has ever been emerged for the humans. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. ولكي يتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المهمة ويبلغ رسالة بلغنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه بمكارم ومحاسن الأخلاق وبين لنا عنصرا مهما من عناصر تمام مكارم الأخلاق ألا وهو ألا يهتم الإنسان إلا بما يعنيه وبين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه في قوله في الحديث الذي رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه، بمعنى علامة من علامات إسلام المرء وحسنه وتمامه، حسن الإسلام يعني تمامه، علامة من علامات امتياز وتمام إسلام المرء أن يترك ما لا يهمه في دنياه أو في دينه، ألا يهتم بقول لا يفيده، وأن ينظر في كل كلمة يقولها هل تعنيه أم لا تعنيه، وإذا كانت تعنيه هل فيها فائدة أم فيها مضرة، وأن ينظر إلى كل فعل يفعله هل يعنيه أم لا يعنيه، هل يهمه أم لا يهمه، فإن كان يعنيه فلينظر أيضا أفي هذا الفعل فائدة أم مضرة. لو تفكر وفكر كل منا كما نصح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث لاستقام حالنا ولاستقامت أمورنا، ولقدنا العالم كما قاده الأولون من المسلمين، لكن وللأسف تردت الأخلاق عند المسلمين. إنما الأمم الأخلاق ما بقيت، فإن هم ذهبت أخلاقهم ذهبوا. الأخلاق هي مناط الدين، مناط العلاقة مع الله سبحانه وتعالى، وموقع العلاقة مع الناس، بل هي محك العلاقة بينك وبين نفسك. فالدين أخلاق، الدين معاملات، الدين علاقة بينك وبين الله وبين الناس وبين نفسك، لا بد وأن تحسنها، أن تحسنها. ومن هذه العلامات التي ينبغي أن نتعلمها اليوم: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. Brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that you have the best manner and the best behavior, this is a message that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also supposed to convey to his followers, to the Muslims, until the Day of Judgment. To be the well-mannered and behaving people on the face of the earth, and to be a role model for others, and to be acting in consonance with what the Quran says and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directs them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to convey this message and to perfect and complete the task and the mission that he was assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in a hadith which is narrated by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that one sign of the excellence of faith of a Muslim is to ignore what does not concern him. One sign of the excellence of faith of a Muslim is to ignore what does not concern him. And when you talk about him, you are talking about her at the same time. Both are commanded with the same command and ordainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This message is just one element that we learned today. One of what we call makarim al-akhlaq, the good manners. If Muslims nowadays are abiding and sticking to these good manners that the Prophet ﷺ directed them to, and this is one of them, by the way, not the whole thing. This is just one of them. If Muslims are just behaving and acting according to these good manners, they will be the leaders, as their forerunners to Islam were the leaders, because they were leading the people by their manners, not by the sword, not by any forceful means. They never forced anybody to be a Muslim. They never oppressed anybody to be acting like them. But by their manner and their behavior, they forced the people by their manner and their behavior to be good people like them, and to be good example to the people. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed the message to us. And look what the poet say in his poetic verse. He said that umam, the nations, are just manners. If the manners are gone, no nations. إنما الأمم الأخلاق ما بقيت فإن هم ذهبت أخلاقهم ذهبوا. You look at this proverb, you look at this statement, You look at this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني ما لا يعني. One of the signs of the excellence and the perfection of faith of a Muslim is to sit aside, leave out, ignore, use any expression that you like. To ignore what does not concern him. وفي هذا الإطار انظر إلى قول الله عز وجل. حينما يصف النفس الإنسانية بالتزكية ومكارم الأخلاق. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في نهاية سورة الأعلى قال أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا في الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. قال أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. هذه الأخلاق التي ذكرها الله عز وجل في هذه الآيات وهذه التزكية لم يوحيها الله عز وجل إلى الأمة الإسلامية وحدها، ولكنه أيضا أوحاها إلى الأمم السابقة، ولكنه علم البشرية منذ البداية أن تكون عندها الأخلاق وأن يزكوا النفوس وأن يسيروا على نهج الله عز وجل. هذا أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه يسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ما كانت صحف إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي ذكرها الله عز وجل في نهاية هذه الآية؟ قال: إن هذه الأخلاق وهذه التزكية لفي الصحف الأولى، يعني في الكتب السابقة الماضية التي نزلت على الأنبياء والمرسلين السابقين قبلك يا محمد. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. قال أبو ذر: يا رسول الله، ما كانت صحف إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ قالت: كانت أمثالا كلها، وكان فيها: أيها السلطان المغرور، إني لم أبعثك لتجمع المال بعضه فوق بعض، ولكني بعثتك لترد عني دعوة المظلوم، فإني لا أردها ولو كانت من كثر. وكان فيها: على العاقل ما لم يكن مغلوبا على عقله أن يكون له أربع ساعات، ساعة يناجي فيها ربه، وساعة يتفكر فيها في صنع الله عز وجل، وساعة يحدث فيها نفسه، وساعة يخلو فيها بذي الجلال والإكرام، وإن تلك الساعة لهي عون له على تلك الساعات. وعلى العاقل كان فيها أيضا: على العاقل ما لم يكن مغلوبا على عقله ألا يكون ساعيا إلا في ثلاث: تزود لمعاد، ومؤونة لمعاش، ولذة في غير محرم. وكان فيها أيضا: وعلى العاقل ما لم يكن مغلوبا على عقله أن يكون بصيرا بزمانه، مقبلا على شأنه، حافظا للسانه، ولو حسب الإنسان كلامه من عمله يوشك أن يقل كلامه إلا فيما يعنيه. هذا في صحف موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال: يا رسول الله، في صحف إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال: يا رسول الله، ما كانت صحف موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ قال: كانت كلها عبرة، وكان فيها عجبا لمن أيقن بالنار كيف يضحك، وعجبا لمن أيقن بالموت كيف يفرح، وعجبا لمن رأى الدنيا وتقلبها بأهلها وهو يطمئن إليها، وعجبا لمن أيقن بالقدر ثم هو يغضب، وعجبا لمن أيقن بالحساب غدا ثم لا يعمل. قال: يا رسول الله، هل كان في صحف إبراهيم وموسى شيء آخر؟ قال: نعم. قال: أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا
والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Holy Quran, particularly the last portion of Surah Al-A'la, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, he is successful, the person who purifies himself. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
And the one who remembers the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently and prays to Allah.
وَذَكَرُ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blames us. He said that, but you are unaware of these facts. You prefer this life to the hereafter.
بَلْتُكْفِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
However, the hereafter is better for you than this life.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
Indeed, these instructions and these teachings and preachings regarding the purification of the soul and having the best manners, they exist not only in the Quran and in the message that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to you, but it also exists, they existed also in the previous messages that were given to the previous nations, in the previous revelations, the scrolls, in the previous scriptures, the divine revelation that was given to Abraham and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and to other prophets and messengers.
إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by name of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet, what was the صحف of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that Allah mentioned and stated in this verse? What were the suhuf, the scrolls of Musa? What were the instructions and preachings and teachings that given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, all of them were instructive proverbs,
instructive statements, instructive preachings and teachings.
كانت أمثالاً كلها.
And one of these proverbs, one of these teachings in the suhuf Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was, O conceited king and ruler, I have not sent to you to just accumulate wealth over wealth, but I have sent to you in order to repel and to push away the da'wah and the supplication and the prayer of the mazloom, the wrong person from me, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. Because I am not going to repel or to neglect this da'wah, this supplication for this du'a of the mazloom, even though it is from a disbelieving person, whether he is a believer or a non-believer. I am not going to overlook this da'wah or this du'a of the mazloom. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued telling Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He said, also from the proverbs and the statements that were given to Abraham alayhi salatu wa sallam is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, and the sound-minded person who is not overcome, whose mind and whose brain is not defeated and overcome by an external factor.
عَلَى الْعَاقِلِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مَغْلُوبًا عَلَى عَقْلِهِ.
To have 4 hours, to divide his time into 4 portions. 1 hour to be calling, supplicating, and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second hour or the second portion is to think and reflect over the creation of Allah azza wa jal within himself and all the universe around him. And the third hour or the third portion of his time or her time is to take care of his or her affairs, this life. And the fourth one, the fourth portion or the fourth hour is to have it private conversation between him or her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of majesty and honor, the jalali wal ikram. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still talking to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Remember this last hour in which you are privately talking and conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the owner of majesty and honor. This last hour is a helper and supporter for you to take care of that first 3 hours. If you seek the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between you and him alone, when you are alone by yourself, no one else is around. If you are just communicating and conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued in his saying of Abu Dharr about the Suhuf Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, and from this clause of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from the proverbs and the teachings that were given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is that the sound-minded person whose mind and brain is not overcome by an external factor. This sound-minded person should not exert effort except for three things. Number one, to equip himself or herself with the meeting with Allah. That's a willing limit. And number two, to exert effort in order to earn his livelihood, his sustenance and provision in this life. مَأُنَةِ الْلِمَعَاشِ. And number three, to have the third effort to exert this person is to plead, is to try his best and her best to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to please him regarding any pleasure that you have in life, which is a lawful pleasure that you might have in this life, which is لَزَّةٍ فِي حَلَالٍ أَوْ لَزَّةٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَحْرَمٍ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and he told him, Abu Dharr, from the proverbs and the teachings that were given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, is that a person, when you look at all these statements which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the beginning, from the beginning to the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to give us a hint that these are the good manners that were instructed and given to the previous prophets and messengers, and you need to abide by them. وَعَلَى الْعَاقِلِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مَغْلُوبًا عَلَى عَقْلِهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ بَصِيرًا لِزَمَانِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued by telling that the sound-minded person whose mind and brain is not overcome by an external destructive factor, this sound-minded person should be aware of his time, which is a very valuable and significant and important thing in our life. Very precious. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. He said two blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding which all the people, or many of the people, or lots of the people are deceived. Regarding these two blessings, number one, the blessing of health, which we have, when we have it, then we will not think of sickness and disease. And the second one is the blessing of time. When we have it, we do not think that when we are busy, that we have nothing to do, we cannot do the things that we are required to do. You will not know the value of time unless you get very busy and you do not have time even to do the required things from you. So the Prophet ﷺ said, be careful about these two things. That's one meaning of this statement from Suhuf Ibrahim, and the other meaning is to be aware of the circumstances and the conditions of the time that passing by you, basiran li zamani. And number two, to take care of your affairs, muqbilan ala sha'nihi. Number three, to guard and protect your tongue, hafizan li lisanihi. The essence, the digest of the whole statement. The Prophet said, حَافِظًا لِلِسَانِ, protect and guard your tongue. And he continues by quoting from the Suhuf Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying that وَإِذَا حَسَبَ الْإِنسَانُ كَلَامَهُ أَوْ عَدَّ كَلَامَهُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ قَلَّ أَوْ يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَقِلَّ كَلَامُهُ إِلَّا فِيمَا يَعْنِيهِ. And if you count and you consider your words that come out of the mouth as being counted from your actions and deeds, as being recorded and registered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you consider this fact, then you will have to think and rethink and overthink and think again about every single word that comes out of the mouth. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the Suhuf Ibrahim, it says that يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَقِلَّ كَلَامُهُ إِلَّا فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي. Then this person, when you consider this fact, you will be about to think only of the things that concern you, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. We go back to the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in which he said that من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. One of the signs of the excellence of faith of a Muslim is to ignore what does not concern him. وقال العلماء أن هذا حديث من مجموعة أحاديث تقوم عليها الأخلاق في الإسلام. أولها من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. ثانيها حينما جاء الرجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طالبا من نصيحته قال له لا تغضب. ثالثها قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. ورابعها هذا الحديث من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. فاسكرس الحديث اسكرس الإسلام سيد. This hadith, this statement from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني is one of the four hadiths on which the manners and the behavior and the good conduct of Islam is established, is based. He said, the first hadith is that whoever believes in Allah and the last day should say something right or keep quiet, silent. And the second one is when the man came to the Prophet ﷺ seeking and requesting and asking for advice, O Prophet, advise me, counsel me. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't become angry. And he repeated three times. And the third hadith is that which the Prophet ﷺ said that if you truly believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, then love for your brother what you love for yourself. None of you truly believes until he or she loves for his brother or his sister what they love for themselves. And the fourth hadith is this one. One sign of the excellence of faith of a Muslim is to sit aside, leave out, ignore what does not concern him. That will solve many of our problems, by the way. But we are unaware of that. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, this Sahabi, Abu Dharr, continued asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the Suhuf of Musa? What about the scrolls of Musa? What about the scriptures of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam? What was in there? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of them were such admonitions, instructive admonitions, which is ibarah. Then he said, one of these Suhuf or one of these admonitions is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wondering and is amazed at the person who is sure that there is a hellfire, there is a punishment, and this person continues laughing the whole time. Doesn't care about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazed and is astonished and is wondering at the person who knows for sure that he's going to die and is enjoying his life as if he is going to continue forever here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is astonished and is amazed and is wondering at the person who knows the reality of this life, how it lifts the people up and how it gets the people down, how it makes the sick and the healthy, how it makes the rich and the poor, how it makes this in high position, and how it removes the position from this one. كل يوم هو في شأن يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wondering and is astonished and is amazed at this person who realizes and is sure about the fact, the reality of this life. However, this person is continuously ensuring himself that this is the best life I will ever have. Subhanallah, wa huwa yatma'innu ilayha. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is astonished and amazed about the person who knew that this is a destiny, this is a free will of Allah. Allah plans everything. And then when something happens to you, which you do not like, you get angry and upset and you give up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, you might like a thing which is not good for you. You might dislike something which is bad for you. Allah knows and you know not. So Allah is amazed and astonished at this person who realizes the fact that Allah has a plan for everything. And when something bad happens to him, it might not be bad. But within the calculation, and the consideration, and the memory, and the mind of this person, that this thing is bad for me. But he doesn't know, she doesn't know. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have something else better for you than this. You never know. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah is amazed and astonished and is wondering about this person who is sure that in the future, maybe the next hour, maybe right now, is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask him or her about their actions and their deeds in this life. And this person doesn't act properly. وَعَجَبًا لِمَنْ أَيْقَنَ بِالْحِسَابِ غَدًا ثُمَّ لَا يَعْمَلْ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ يَوْمْ جُمْعَةٍ إِلَّا وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ يُجَابَ فَاللَّهُ عَسَى تَكُونَ هَذِهِ السَّاعَةُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال ابن رجب رضوان الله عليه عن هذا الحديث من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه أنه قاعدة الإسلام الأخلاق في الإسلام. ابن رجب، may Allah be pleased with him, one of the greatest scholars in Islam. He said that this hadith, which is من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه, one sign of the excellence of faith of a believer is to set aside what does not concern them. He said this hadith is the basis of the good manners in Islam. And we have brothers and sisters to consider this fact. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us the best manners that he assigned for his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to complete and perfect the good manners. مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Look at this statement, consider this hadith. And what I have discussed with you today is just one element of the good manners. Which is, you look at it, whenever something happens to you, whenever you are in a position to talk and speak, then consider the fact that does it concern you or not. Then after you consider this fact, you consider the fact that is it beneficial or harmful for you or others. Then by this way, we would solve many of our problems. You know, I'm just giving you this example. Sufyan al-Thawri رضي الله عنه لما حضرته الوفاة كانوا أن يعدوا كل الكلمات التي قالها في حياته. تخيل كل كلمات تكلمها في حياته كلها استطاعوا أن يعدوها. يعني كلمات معدودة. هل يستطيع أحدنا أن يعد كلماته في يوم واحد؟ أشك في ذلك. سبحان الله العظيم. The Prophet سفيان الثوري رضي الله عنه when he was at the deathbed and the people are around him, some of these people they could count how many words he spoke in his life. Can you imagine that? Can any one of us count how many words we speak in the day, in 24 hours? He could count how many words he spoke in his life. لما سألوه يا سفيان لما ذلك قال لأني حينما أو كلما أردت أن أنطق بكلمة تفكرت فيها هل ترضي الله عز وجل أم ترضي الله. إذا كانت ترضي الله قلتها وإذا كانت لا ترضي الله عز وجل أو شككت فيها سكت عنها ولم أقلها. When they ask him, O Sufyan, why can we count all the words that you can speak in the life? Why are we able to count all these words? Which means you speak very less, very few words. He said, because whenever I want to say something, I consider and look at it. If it is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, I will say it. If it is not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, or I have a doubt about it, I just leave it and I keep quiet and I don't say it. Following the hadith of the Prophet we just mentioned, when he said that, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should say the right thing or keep quiet. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو يصمت. I have very few announcements for you today, inshallah. Shall I make dua for the brother, for our brother, Isa Khatran's brother. His brother passed away overseas. Make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his mercy upon him. And there is a sister also who passed away this week. Make dua for her and for every dead person, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins and widen their grave and make their grave arawda from the other Jannah, not a pit from the hellfire. Don't forget about the Sunday's event, which is the Black Bears Family Center, inshallah, the Family Fund Center, located at Ashland and Willow. And summer school students will have free admission, but others, they get discounted price for the tickets.
which is $10 only for the admission. And please bring food and drinks and pizza and drinks will be sold there also if you want to buy. Today at 7 p.m., all the Muslim community are invited to the dinner made and prepared by Brother Sufyan Sulaiman on the occasion of his passing the California bar exam and becoming a practicing certified attorney. So everyone is invited to the dinner tonight at 7 p.m., which is before Maghrib. And then after Maghrib, all the Muslim community also are invited to the family night, which will be an Islamic movie, inshallah, in that. Brother Mas'ud will be outside for the registration of the very decent school. Ask for him, inshallah, and register your children. We have, after tomorrow, on Sunday, from 5 o'clock, that will be the youth program for this week for the girls only. And the youth program for the girls this week will be after tomorrow on Sunday at 5 o'clock. There will be bowling for the girls. And the admission fee is $5. There are three sisters are in charge of this activity. And the girls who are interested in attending this event, they come to the masjid, pray us first here at 5:15. And then after that, go to Christmas Day, the bowling center, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla on this day, this last hour, to forgive our sins. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana, wastur uyubana, washrah sudurana, wabalighna mimma yudhika amana. Allahumma ahfaz al-sinatana min al-kadhib wa qawli al-su'i wal-buhtani wal-zur. Allahumma ahfaz al-sinatana min al-kadhib wal-buhtani wa qawli al-su'i wal-zur. Allahumma ahfaz al-sinatana min al-kadhib wal-buhtani wa qawli al-su'i wal-zur. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa taqabbal minna innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Allahumma aghfir lil-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطيكم واشكروه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة